Hello and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Medic Monday podcast. It's just me today, calling Blog Talk Radio in 4 minutes. Had an interesting conversation today with a doctor, well, former doctor, and yeah, before I actually get to the deal, he sent me a text. I guess I'll read it. Two texts. Says, great to meet you. I'll send you a link to Dr. Jim Logan on, oh, he typoed, gut health. He was a NASA physician that I mentioned. And then a YouTube. And of course, he's promoting Plexus, which is a multi-level marketing deal. So basically, he approached me to market to me his multi-level marketing. But he was impressed on my knowledge. Unless that was just a sales tactic. But he seemed to be impressed with my knowledge of herbology and health. And I may have edumacated him a little bit. But who knows? Yeah. So we got 1 minute, 2 minutes. In 1 minute, I'll call. Live Talk Radio. David's not with us today. He's up in Kansas City tree trimming right now. And I'm heading up today. David's coming back early. And I'm going to stay up there for the rest of the week. We got a new guy coming to the land this week. Hopefully it works out. But we haven't had too much success in that department. So I'm not too uber excited about newcomers anymore like I used to be. But I don't know. We'll see if this guy works out or not. If you don't already know, we're working on an off-grid organic farm and retreat. Although I'm starting to take the organic out of the name. Because we lost several animals because we haven't come up with an organic formula to keep them from dying of worms. We're going in the right direction, but it's costing me too much money. And so I started conforming and buying the purple stuff for deworming them. And David refused to use the purple stuff because it's not organic, and then wants to berate me because, well, we're not organic if we're using the purple stuff and blah, 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 blah. But yet it cost me several thousand dollars to replace the animals that we've, or he's killed because he refuses to give them the medication that I bought for him to give them. And so taking the organic out of our name. We're still going to try to be organic and or as organic as possible. But like I said, I'm done with that charade. All right, it's time to call Blog Talk Radio. Here, I think it's this one. Here we go.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, I called the wrong one. All right, let's try that again. I set two of them up because originally I saw that Free Food and Medicine was available, but I wanted to give Marcus Rothkranz the opportunity to use it. But he didn't want it. Well, he never responded to my notification that I was holding it for him and that it was available. And so I assumed he didn't want it because he already has a Blog Talk Radio with, you know, /Marcus Rothgren. So I assumed he wants that one instead. But anyways, here we go.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
Freefoodandmedicine.com. Or if you want to give me credit for anything you do there, you can go to freefoodandmedicine.net. And if you want to check out our website, it's freefoodandmedicine.org. Anyway, this is a spur-of-the-moment podcast. I'm doing it at 2 p.m. instead of 4 p.m. like usual. Because I don't know what time David's going to get off work, but he's up in Kansas City trimming trees right now. And I'm actually heading that way. I'm going to stop by my cousin to pick up some trees that he already took out of the ground and throw them on my trailer so that when I go back home, I'll be taking the trees with me. And basically, they'll end up being firewood or part of a hookaculture or just compost for the land. It's always good to bring in nutrients, more nutrients than you're taking out. a lot of people will go spend expensive money on minerals and nutrients when there's a lot cheaper ways of bringing it in. And that's what we try to do. But it's, you know, not always as easy as it sounds. But that's why one reason why I trim trees in the summer. And then I haul cattle feed in the winter. But next year I'm probably going to be hauling fertilizer next summer to go work for a fertilizer company. Because cattle feed seasonal, they lay me off in the spring and then they bring me back in the fall. So in the summer I was planning on just trimming trees, but I'm getting kind of burned out on it. And I just, last year I thought maybe it's just something I can do. This is my third year, and I don't know. It's just not something I really want to do full time. I enjoy it part time, but not full time. So I'll probably, you know, do some odd jobs here and there. And I mostly wanted to learn so that I would know how to properly take care of my own trees on my own land, which I've mostly pretty well done. I'm skilled enough to go out on my own and start my own business, but I'm not what I would call a professional yet. My boss says I'm really good. I'm better than most anybody he's ever seen. For example, he says in 30 years, he's only seen one other guy be as good as me and with no experience. And he said, I can be as good as anybody else in half the time. So with only 3 years' experience, it's like I got sick. So I guess that's saying something. So that's what he says. I'm not sure if I'm that good, but I'm still slow and methodical, but not as slow and methodical as David Gray. Gary's kind of afraid to put him in a tree, but he did last week because I injured myself doing the fence work. I was pounding T-posts, and I missed. I came up too high with the T-post pounder, and the T-post pounder came down on one side of the T-post, and my hand came down on the other, and I busted my hand open and on the top of the T-post. And it was pretty bad. I probably needed stitches, but I didn't go to the doctor. I took care of it myself. And I did a good job. In fact, I ran into a doctor today, a former doctor, I should say, and that's the reason why I'm doing this podcast anyway, so it kind of worked out that it led into this. But, yeah, before I go there, you know, Gary had David up in the tree. And he doesn't do too bad, but he's eager for me to be back up in the tree. But I got another week before I'll be able to climb again. Anyway, well, I might be able to climb now, but in another week I'll be more healed. I hurt myself 2 weeks ago pounding T-posts. And it's almost totally healed now. I've done a really good job. Like I said, the doctor that I bumped into today, he was impressed with how well it healed and how well I addressed it for the healing process. He said it looks like it was professionally done. And a lot of people don't take my what I say for a lot of credibility, because I'm not a doctor, but I was a nurse. I was a CNA, RNA, and an LPN. I was going to be I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a nurse practitioner. But I got tired of the politics and the bull crap with the pharmaceutical industry and the fact that they're not really helping people. So I got out, and I went the path of being a medicine man. And so, but this doctor, he was impressed with my knowledge. Now that he's no longer a quote-unquote doctor, he's retired, he's going the route of alternative medicine. And he actually learned something from me. I'm not sure if I learned anything from him, but it was an interesting conversation. There was one thing he said that struck home to me, though. He was talking about antibiotics. And because I told him I don't use antibiotics, unless it's a natural antibiotic like honey or garlic or tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is more of an antiseptic. But anyways, he agreed with me. He said, using antibiotics is like spraying Roundup on your wheat. It kills everything. And then you hope the good stuff comes back. And it doesn't always. And it's not really a sound practice. And that's the purpose for my call today, to talk about that. You know, antibiotics, probiotics, antibiotics kill bacteria. You have to be real careful about what kind of antibiotic you're using. Like I said, I only use natural antibiotics. And because God designed those natural antibiotics to go and kill the bad bacteria. Man-made antibiotics kill everything, or most everything. And they even kill the good bacteria that helps you fight the bad bacteria. So it's really not good. And now I was talking to a friend about chemotherapy because she brought that up. It's basically an enhanced form of antibiotics where they just go in and radiate you with this chemo and kill all kinds of stuff in your body. And you know, some people bounce back, some people don't. I mean, it's horrible. Oh, I thought that was Blog Talk. It's my GPS talking to me. I'm also driving. Like I said, I think I said this already. I'm headed to my cousin to get some wood for the farm. So, which, by the way, I'm taking the organic out of our name. We will continue to try to be as organic as possible, but I've lost too much of my livestock trying to be 100% organic, and David Ray has killed several of my animals because he refused to give them the medication that I bought them to prevent them from dying because the medication wasn't organic, and then he berates me for not being organic. It's like, well, we don't have an organic solution, so we have to do something about the problem until we have an organic solution. Do you have an organic solution? No. So we have to fix the problem. Otherwise, the animals are going to die. And what do? They die. And it costs me a few thousand dollars. It doesn't cost him anything. It costs me money. So it's not his problem. It's my problem. So, like I said, I'm taking organic out of our name. And we're still going to try to be as organic as possible. But we're approaching hard times with this fake pandemic. And, you know, the government trying to maybe collapse our economy. I'm not sure who's trying to collapse our economy. But it seems like either our government or the World Bank or China, somebody's trying to collapse our economy. Trying to force us to go to digital currency, which we pretty much already are on digital currency. I don't even know what the fuss is. We already have fake money. Well, actually, I think that's what it is. The charter, and this is a scrap topic, but the Federal Reserve charter is up. You know, they should not be printing money anymore. It's been up since 2013. So I think that's why they're trying to force us to go digital, because people are starting to wake up and realize, hey, the Federal Reserve's charter's up, and they're not supposed to be printing money anymore. What's going on? You know, of course, people like us, we promote the waking up of people. So, but they don't want, you know, the like Lenny Ladner always says, the thing they fear most is exposure. So they're trying to force us on this digital currency so they don't have to worry about printing money anymore. And then they'll have more control over our currency. We can still barter and trade and stuff like that, but it'll be harder. But anyway, so we're approaching hard times, and we need to make sure that we have food and resources. And if we can't be as organic as we want to be, then we need to just, you know, do whatever we possibly can to produce, you know, viable food. Hang on a second. Yeah, I just want one of your $1 chocolate shakes.
I'm so sorry. Our shakes are not working right now.
Ah, thank God, darn dealing.
I'm sorry.
I guess then I'll hold out for the next one. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Yeah, Burger King's got these $1 chocolate shakes, 9-ounce chocolate shakes. It's a pretty good deal. It's probably not the healthiest, but I like it. I'm not 100% organic. I don't eat 100% organic. I do eat as natural as possible for the most part, but when you're on the road, it's a little difficult. So anyways, back to organic farming. Well, real quick, you know, I take a lot of herbs. I drink green tea. I drink water, filtered water preferably, spring well water preferably. I eat as natural as I can, if I can. But, and I try to grow and raise my animals to be as natural as possible, too. You know, it's like our animals. I've been working on concocting a herbal blend to put in their feed to keep the worms down. But I haven't got the blend formulated quite accurately enough. I'm still working on it. So every 2 to 3 months, well, if an animal looks like it's going to be sick or lethargic, you know, then I go get it checked out. Or I'll just give it the purple stuff. If I think it's, you know, got worms, I just give it the purple stuff. But I only do it if they're sick, okay? Or if they look like they're, like, you know, wormy. And, you know, because I don't have the microscope and all the lab stuff to go and look at their poop and do, you know, a culture test or whatever it's called. But anyway, so I put different herbs and stuff. What I do, so that you can, you know, copy what I'm doing and maybe help me make mine better, I get a big bag. I think it's a 50-pound bag. 40-pound bag of diatomaceous earth. The diatomaceous earth works good for some bugs and some parasites, but not everything. So then I go and I get tobacco. I got tobacco, wormwood, what else? Black walnut and neem powder. And I put that in with the diatomaceous earth and I mix it all up. And then I put that in their feed. I give that to all the animals. All the animals got different kind of feed, but that's the blend that I blend. Now, I hadn't made it very strong, so it wasn't working very well. So I got to give them the purple stuff. And the goats are the most sensitive. Goats and the cats, I think, are the most sensitive. So I ended up getting medication for the cats as well because they got worms right now. So I went and got medication for them to get rid of their worms. And then I got the purple stuff for the goats if they look lethargic or whatever. But I think this month, like January, February, March, May, June, July, August, September, October, or I got it messed up anyway. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. The next month is when I would normally go get them tested. So next month I'll go get them tested and make sure they don't got worms. If there is any worms in their poop, then I'll basically deworm all of them with the purple stuff. And then that just means that I got to put more dewormer in their feed because I haven't got my formula strong enough yet. You don't want to make it too strong, but you don't want it to be too weak. So anyway, I got the purple stuff figured out. I just got to figure out my formula to replace the purple stuff. That's what I'm doing. Now, I understand 7-Dust is the most, it's the lowest toxic, closest to organic, non-organic thing you can put on your plant. Keep the bugs. Infrastructure right now. But next year we'll probably be doing more, croppage. And we'll probably be using 7-Dust. And David won't like it. You know, we can use it sparingly. But I'm just going to have to tell David, says, have you come up with an alternative solution? No? Well, then we're using this. You know, and that's why I'm taking the organic out of the name. Because we don't have an alternative solution. We're working on it, but we don't have a solution. So you got to do what you got to do. Because like I said, we're coming up on hard times. We're going to have to start being more productive in order to survive. I don't know what the future holds, but it doesn't look good. And that's what we went off grid for in the first place, to be able to be self-sufficient and sustainable. We're not sustainable. And that's what we're working on. That's what we need to be working on, is being more sustainable and self-sufficient. So back to antibiotics. I was talking to this doctor. Met him at the computer doctors. I took one of my PCs in to get looked at because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And I don't got time to babysit it because I got things I got to do. And my PC skills aren't as good as they used to be. And, you know, all this new computer stuff's more advanced, and I just can't keep up with it. I'm old school. I'm an old school IT guy. But anyways, so I was in there checking in my computer. This guy was there, and he was a former doctor, and he was trying to sell me on a multi-level marketing product. I didn't realize it at first, but that's basically what his MO was. It was selling Plexus. He's selling Plexus products, which if you ever see the Slim dietary supplement being advertised, that's a Plexus product. And it's natural. I don't know how natural and organic it is. But it's one of those alternative health, multi-level marketing companies, which is fine. I'm not a big fan of multi-level marketing, but it's okay. He was pushing that, but he was talking about things like diabetes and weight loss. That's what his main focus was. You know, and he was a former doctor, so you know, he can use all that fancy wordology with people and really impress people and stuff like that. Like I said, most people don't give me much credit because I'm not a doctor. I was a nurse, but that's apparently not good enough. Make sure I'm going the right way here. So, yeah, that's apparently not good enough. Okay, I know where I'm at. Paola is right there. I had a girl I was dating just around the corner. And I recognized this roundabout, but I couldn't place why I recognized this roundabout the last time I came through here, and now I just did. Anyways. So, we were talking, and he was kind of impressed by my knowledge, because he was, you know, the first thing he did was ask me what I did. And I told him, you know, I used to be an IT guy, blah, blah, blah. And I do this, that, and whatever, working on an off-grid organic farm and retreat. And he's like, oh, wow, you know. And that's when he started to talk to me about alternative medicines and stuff like that. And he was talking about weight loss and diabetes and trying to help people that are pre-diabetic with natural medicines and stuff like that. And oddly enough, he never, I don't know if he never heard of it or he didn't know. He said he didn't know about vanadium. And I was like,
90 seconds.
I learned about vanadium like 20 years ago. Now, I knew about chromium because chromium is one of the things that you need for diabetes. But vanadium is what the body uses to create the insulin. Chromium basically helps the body use the vanadium for insulin. But this is something I learned 20-some years ago, and he'd never heard of it. He's a doctor, right? That's why I left the medical field. You know, I tried to, when I was learning this stuff 20 years ago, I was in the medical field, modern medicine medical field. I was trying to interject this alternative stuff that I was learning as well. I thought, you know, hey, I can learn the modern medicine and the alternative medicine and work them side by side. Oh, no, you can't do that. They don't want no part of alternative medicine. Every time I bring the subject up, they would poo-poo it and shut me down. And so, like I said, eventually I said, screw it, and I got
10
out.
10 seconds.
But yeah, this doctor didn't know about vanadium. And so I educated him on vanadium and what it does for diabetics. And then, of course, he's talking about, well, too much insulin is not good for you either, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, that's what the chromium is for, to help you regulate the insulin. And, of course, he agreed with that. And then I also told him, you know, about bad fats, because bad fats also are bad for insulin. It closes the receptors so you can't process the insulin. And it's kind of like having a vasectomy. They close off the tubes, you know, cut. You know, I've had a vasectomy, so I know about that. They cut. I had them cut mine, tie them, and burn them closed, or burn them first and then tie them, whatever. And I can't remember the process, but basically, or the order of the process. But basically, yeah, they cut them. They tie them and they burn them. And the body, and you know, the scrotum or whatever, it's still producing sperm, but it's not going anywhere. And so it's hitting this brick wall. Well, then the body says, whoa, you're producing too much sperm. And so it backs off and doesn't produce as much. Well, it's still hitting this wall and you still have too much sperm in your system. And it's like, whoa, you still got too much. Back off. And eventually, it doesn't produce anymore. Because you constantly have too much. Same thing with the insulin. If you got bad fats blocking the receptors, then it's producing too much insulin, and it's creating problems in the body. The body says, back off, and stops creating insulin. The other problem is, you know, high fructose corn syrup and all the other fake sugars, they overload the pancreas, and they cause the pancreas to shut down. So, you know, it's like getting high on a drug. Well, your pancreas is getting high on that drug. So, anyway, so eventually the body just quits producing insulin. So that's why you gotta, especially if you like sugar or sweets like me, you gotta take extra nutrients like cinnamon, chromium, and vanadium. Cinnamon helps you regulate and balance your sugars and process your sugars so that it doesn't, you know, do damage to your body. I don't know all the fancy words, so forgive me. But anyway, so yeah, he was really impressed with my knowledge, and then that's when he started, I guess, maybe trying to recruit me into this multi-level marketing company, which I don't have time for. I'm too busy. And people say, and I used to say, you know, all the time too, with the other people says, you're too busy to take 15 minutes out of your day to, you know, run a business. It only takes 15 minutes a day. It takes more than 15 minutes a day. But yeah, right now I'm just way too busy. I ain't got time for nobody or nothing. I don't got time to date. If I ain't got time to date, I ain't got time to add another business to my portfolio. So, anyway, not sure I really want to date anymore anyway. Never mind. I won't go there. So, we were talking, and then he was talking about antibiotics. I don't remember why we got to antibiotics, but we were talking about antibiotics, and then he said something I hadn't heard before, and it really hit home with me, and it's basically, he just said, you know, using antibiotics is like spraying Roundup on your weeds. It kills everything, all the good stuff and the bad stuff, and then you cross your fingers and hope that the good stuff grows back. It's like, what? And it's like, I mean, that's exactly what it's like, but I was like, I never really heard it put that way. And this was coming from a doctor, and I was just really impressed. And so I had to share that with you guys. You know, a lot of these pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy, like I said, I was talking to a friend of mine after the fact, and she brought up chemotherapy because it's like, 10, 20, 30 times worse than taking antibiotics. You know, all of this stuff, it's like spraying Roundup on the problem, hoping that, you know, it cures everything. Well, it will get rid of the problem, but it's going to kill other things that you don't want it to kill. You got to be very careful. You know, you spray Roundup on your fruit trees, it's going to kill your fruit trees. You know, you got to be real selective about where you spray your poisons and if you use them at all. And you, if you do use them, you need to use them in very low doses. But, you know, I'm not pro-chemical. I'm not pro-pharmaceutical. I'm as organic as I can possibly be, and that's what I'm doing with my land. Yeah, antibiotics. I haven't taken an antibiotic since I don't know when. I use natural antibiotics like garlic, honey. I mentioned tea tree earlier, but it's more like a... It's more like an antiseptic. There's all kinds of natural antibiotics out there, and I can't tell you all of them off the top of my head, but, you know, they're not hard. You know, figure out what your problem is and look for probiotic that will fix your problem. Stay away from antibiotics. Bacteria, good and bad. Where probiotics help most good bacteria and it lets the good bacteria fight off the bad bacteria. And so honey and garlic may actually be a probiotic, not an antibiotic, but, you know, we call it a natural antibiotic. Because, you know, God designs these things to do certain stuff and attack certain stuff, and then we come in and meddle with it and try to make it better, and we only make it worse. Now, we could make it better by just, you know, studying what God put here on this planet, synthesizing it, but, you know, combine it with other herbs to maximize it. You know, like I'm doing with the diatomaceous earth. I use the diatomaceous earth as mostly a filler. And these are the dewormer. And then I put it in their feed. So that diatomaceous earth works too, but you got to have more of it. And so, in order for it to work. Or the other stuff, like the tobacco, you know, you could kill if they have too much tobacco. I dilute the tobacco in the diatomaceous earth and mix it with other herbs that will help fight worms. That's our biggest problem, worms, you know. Well, not with the cats, fleas. Fleas and worms. The biggest problem. So, come up with natural